you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
It is the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you live from the Stand Comedy Club.
Celebrating white pride, right, everybody? Yeah. We're here to celebrate as we get ready for Black History Month. Boo! We're celebrating all the great things the white man has done. Yay!
Yeah, boy!
Everybody, the Skanks are all in the house. Of course, we got Davey Smith.
What the fuck's up, everybody? Oh, come on, guys. It's almost the end of White History Month, part one of 11.
We're almost out of our first month before the end.
White History Month 11.
Everybody, you know the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake with a robot knee now. Everybody, it's Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, yeah, doggies. I can fucking...
Kia.
The doctor said they can rebuild me. Make me stronger, faster,
bigger, stronger, more human than human. Everybody, our guest today, very excited to have him back. It's been a while, everyone, from the Impractical Jokers. Now going on tour soon?
Yes, February 2nd.
February 2nd, the tour starts, everybody. It is fan favorite, the hilarious Sal Vulcano, everybody.
Sal, how does it feel? To have people chant your name?
It's much appreciated.
You never thought it would ever happen.
No, well, it doesn't happen.
Back to the big league, Sal. You're not in a fierce debate with Joe DeRosa over mozzarella sticks anymore.
We knew eventually you'd catch us.
I just came from that.
From a Joe DeRosa gala?
Yeah.
That is Taste Buds.
Yes,
which is a great name for a podcast. But the concept there is you guys take two different treats and you argue
any type of food, anything.
Any type
so we
of food.
argue pretty feverish.
Can we do a Legion
it's
of Skanks
really,
version?
It's really
of that?
Hilarious. I gotta say, I watch the clips on YouTube or on Twitter. I see them all the time. Really funny.
Thanks, babe.
You guys appreciate arguing that. About the most ridiculous food topics passionately.
Yeah, he gets, you know, he goes to 0 to 100 and we're yelling about cinnamon raisin bagels. So makes for a nice change of pace, you know.
Yeah, we also yell about cinnamon raisin bagels on this show, but we mean something different by it.
I don't even know what that means.
It means like, you know, house got robbed. It goes, let me guess, a couple of cinnamon raisin bagels did it.
No, I was saying like the cinnamon raisin bagels control the media and the weather.
Oh, you were making a Jews.
I'm more of an everything bagel type of guy.
Always middle of the road Sal. Here we go.
Everything bagel, the most integrated of all the bagels.
Yeah. Okay, of course, I will love an everything bagel.
My bagel has a little bit of everybody in there.
Yeah. What is your bagel of choice? I do want to know
it
that.
It isn't everything. Nothing's better than everything.
Everything bagel?
Yeah.
Do you get the center torn out?
It depends. If I'm getting it as a sandwich, yes. If I'm having it as a bagel proper, no, Lewis.
That's a very straight.
I've never in my life even considered the idea of scooping out a bagel.
Scooping out? Because they finger fuck your bagel in front of you.
One, they finger
it's
fuck
a very
your
aggressive
bagel,
sexual
motion.
In
general,
sorry, it's not coming out that good. I got to spit on it.
It kills the bagel. Or just make a sandwich on fucking bagel chips if you want to have that shit.
I'm not looking to get into a fight with you.
Oh, you just came over a war over who's got the best carrot sticks next to the buffalo wings?
He just did 8 rounds with Joe DeRosa on Taste Buds.
He's like, man, I'm a little tired for this right now.
I just did 2 hours on cumin. Give me a break, please.
There's so many easy ones. Best dipping sauce at McDonald's.
What's your bagel, Jay?
Everything bagel, always.
It's not mine, I don't think.
I'm an everything guy, too.
I like a good pumpernickel bagel.
I love pumpernickel bagels. Not
I love a pumpernickel bagel.
Oh, you're such a pumpernickel lover.
Did you ever get a pumpernickel everything?
pumpernickel everything? I didn't even know that existed.
See me wink at you? Was that good?
That exists.
What, that I've wink? Never yeah, seen look.
No, a pumpernickel everything.
Yeah. Get they can do anything these days. Dude, it was science.
But anything. I feel like in 99% of bagel stores, if you order a pumpernickel everything, they're going to be like, we don't make those.
The shitty ones.
But I enjoy a sweet bagel, so I enjoy a cinnamon raisin bagel with some sweet cream cheese on it.
Yeah, Christine will get some walnut shitty cream cheese every time we get bagels, and it makes me furious.
Why?
Because it's not dessert.
No, Lewis wasn't finished. Why do you put up with this?
I don't. Enough body shots, you'll eventually bring home only savory cream cheese.
Dave, everything? Is it everyone's going to say everything? What an unimaginative date. Whoa.
Oh, well, all right, what's your number two?
No. Let him try that again.
What happened there?
Unimaginative.
I threw a few extra syllables in there. What an unimaginative.
Oh, shit, it broke him.
Unimaginative table.
There it is. Now, what were we talking about?
Bagels.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everything bagels is fucking what everyone wants.
You were really hoping that was going to tangent off into an
I thought we were
going to
have a
thing.
Whole fucking bagel convo, dude.
We
how do they
taste
do
bud?
It on Taste Bunch? Jesus. Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, you added DeRosa. You'll argue with him for 3 hours over the bagels.
It's going to be a
I gave a couple of good suggestions for you guys. Did you guys ever do table bread? Who has the best table bread?
I did bread and butter in general versus I forget what. Oh, bread and butter, and he did charcuterie board on that episode. And I mean,
obviously charcuterie board.
No.
Well, I'm trying to go keto. I'm trying not to have all that bread.
Where are those two
fill up before?
Where are those
meal?
Two things the choices ever though?
They're both things you put on the table for group consumption.
Okay.
You know that you pick at and stuff. We don't always want to do a head. Just give me a minute, guys. We don't always, just talk about the charcuterie. We don't always want to do something that's so on the nose against each other. Sometimes it's just kind of the idea
sure.
of something. Yeah, yeah.
A little
and it's better
meal.
When they don't really go together that much.
All right, well, we got to do a Legion of Skanks version of this.
Let's do it. You guys come on and do it.
Cum or boogers?
Okay. We'll do that.
Which one? No,
we
we're
do
doing
we
it
do
now.
Non-food
right
things
now.
As well. We do yeah. non-food things.
Well, Lewis, if I got to ask you, are you talking about your own cum and boogers or someone else's cum and
boogers?
Someone
else's cum or boogers. You have to eat one. Which one do you choose?
That's not how the game is?
That's how
at all.
That's how Taste Bud should be. If I was producing Taste Bud, that's how
we gave you a dry erase board to write this down, so.
Okay, sorry. When it's not foods, like we'll do like, I don't know, a text
those are foods, asshole.
You could argue the merits of cum and boogers, but not in a palatable way. Unless it's a very special
it's
episode with Louis J. Gomez.
If you have to eat...
I like that Louis just heard Sal and went, nah, you're going to have to eat barbecue. So that's just not going to work for me, Sal.
Sorry, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Those are foods.
Dougie, no, listen to me. You got to eat one, Sal. Just hear me out for a minute, dude. Fine. I'm not playing by the rules of Taste Buds.
How about this? This has nothing to do with Taste Buds anymore. This is a new game called Louis Either Or.
Louis Either Or.
Go ahead.
I like this. You got to choose one, Sal. Yeah. You gotta, and we'll say
this was it happened right away. Right away it happened.
You got to choose yeah. one. Cum this is not the bit. It's nothing racist. It's nothing you should cancel.
No, please keep it between cum and boogers.
Cum and boogers.
I don't want to choose between any race.
This is as good as it gets for you. Okay. Okay.
It was gonna be like blacks or chicks or something like that. So
blacks or Asians. One of them got to go home. Sal, it's on you.
Here's the secret. It was a black guy's cum and boogers the whole time.
An M. Night Shyamalan twist.
No, it was an N. Night Shyamalan twist. Cum and boogers, Sal. Cum and boogers. The name of today's episode.
I don't know why I'm thinking cum before boogers.
Because you're a homo.
I guess we all have, deep down, you're going to have a choice. Yeah. The gun was to your head.
No, if I'm making the choice, I think my initial, talk me out of it, but I'm saying cum.
A dry booger. One ball. One, I mean, like a quarter of a pea size
dry.
Burger. One.
Can I shoot it down
no
like
water.
A pill?
No water.
But a pill, though. I could just swallow it?
No, that's cheating.
You gotta chew.
You're going to have to chew.
Nah, dude.
You got to chew.
I'd rather get cum directly shot into my mouth than that, I think.
And it's not going to be completely
well,
dry.
On. The cum is obviously going to be shot directly in your mouth. What are they going to shoot it into a wine glass like a porn? You're going to drink it out.
Maybe. Put it on my pizza. Remember those old things? They have fat naked girls eat cum pizza?
No.
You guys don't remember that porn?
That only shows up in your algorithm.
Bobby, bring up girls eating gum pizza, please.
Sal, you got to choose one.
I have a weak constitution. I can't even talk about this stuff. I will hurl. Nauseous. I swear to Christ, I will throw up.
Is it the booger or the cum that's getting
you? It's a little bit of both, actually.
The booger, for sure. The cum, walk in the park.
Dude, in a weird way, I know it's the gayest thing in the world. I think I'd rather cum as well. I think cum...
Why is that gay?
Like, boogers are waste. Like, cum is like the juice of life. You know what I mean? I don't want to eat somebody's dead stuff.
Hold on one second.
This girl's not fat.
Porn pizza break. Oh, this girl.
She's like, hurry up. I only got 15 minutes left for lunch.
Jay can't get into this fantasy.
Now, is he the delivery guy as well?
No, you don't gotta take some stranger delivery guy's load.
Look at it. Oh, first of all, that pizza, it was a marshmallows on it? Ew.
Ew, yeah. It was already pineapple pizza, so
I mean,
who cares?
Fine, but take the marshmallows off, right?
By the way, what a load. What a load. I mean, look, dude.
Say what you will, that's a solid load.
Dare I say, it looks appetizing.
If you ordered load as a topping, you would not say they chintzed you.
You would get that and be like, oh my God, I think they gave us extra load.
He goes, this is a lot of load. I didn't say extra load. This place is good.
Pizza's a little salty. All right, I mean.
Booger or cum? Nobody's answered this yet.
I answered immediately.
You barely answered. So you're saying
I said cum, you made fun of it, and then you go, actually, cum too.
You get it though.
So, I'm the one who said it.
You get it.
And it's someone else's booger, someone else's cum.
Yeah.
Your own booger, your own cum. Who cares? I'll do both right now on the show.
Well,
go for it, dude.
I'll eat my booger
it's
and
either
wash
or.
The with cum.
It's either or with Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah, dude.
Not both. What is it, sweeps week?
Dave, you got to choose one because Dave is fucking Christian conservative Dave now.
Well, it's not very Christian conservative to eat another man's boogers.
It's more Christian conservative.
But you could eat his blood?
Yeah, if I could just explain to the priest. I go, you don't know what my other choice was here.
I mean, it's not a dry booger. I'm going to make this harder, okay?
Please, please.
It's a booger.
I already wasn't doing it dry. I'm not going to do a wet booger over cum, dude. Give me cum.
I mean, cum over a wet booger, I really think there's no competition. As it, the only
all right, fine,
thing,
dry booger, fine.
What a bad day to get vanilla cold foam.
See, the only reason why you're picking the booger is because of the idea of it being gay to eat another dude's cum. In terms of just what's gross, there's something about eating another man's booger that is the most vile
dude,
thing.
I've eaten my own cum before, and it's vile. It sucks.
Is it better than your boogers?
By the way, let me say this. When I was younger, I would eat my boogers. I enjoyed them.
He was only 26.
I enjoyed them when I was a kid. I enjoyed eating my boogers. There was never a moment where I enjoyed eating my own cum.
What's the clap? What's the clap you were looking for? That was weird. And they did it.
Racist live chat. Thank you.
What is that?
That's a guy eating his boogers.
Oh, please no. Yeah.
Nah, joke's on you. Someone shot cum up his nose. That was cum.
Sal, dry booger. It's all right. It's a big old booger. It's a pea-sized dry booger. You can swallow it like a pill. You don't gotta chew it.
I can't even think about it.
Or one.
But the cum. The cum's fine.
One rope.
I mean,
one rope right into your mouth, into the back of your throat, like you're a clown at the carnival in that balloon game.
I want to kind of drizzle cake. Like the top of a Hostess cupcake with the little circles.
It's a gun to head situation.
Yeah.
No, you don't got to do it.
Oh.
He goes, did I say that?
No. I don't. Come.
You can walk away.
Oh, cool. It's my choice.
I don't have to do it. That's all I have to say. Come, guys.
Yeah, gun to your head. You have to do it. You got to choose one.
Oh my God.
It's a pea-sized booger. It's a big. You're gonna taste the booger going down your throat. The saltiness of it. It's gonna be boogery, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to eat any of them, really.
Cum?
Well, the cum is just like we decided to eat it.
Yeah, but you can.
Yeah, but you can eat anything.
Girls do it all the time, and not in this like Russian roulette situation.
I say it's a chance.
Just because like they're drunk on a Friday.
That was something that we decided on. That wasn't from the get-go.
I hear you, but I think there's a chance.
I think some of these whores convince themselves that they like it.
I think there's a chance you just say that to them. You love it while you're shoving it in their mouth. You love this. I think the booger also has a much more of a chance of actually getting you sick. There's a possible bacteria stuff in there. A load coming straight out the tap, probably safe.
Unless it's AIDS.
Even that, I don't think you can swallow AIDS and get it.
I think you can swallow AIDS and get it.
You think so?
Your stomach destroys AIDS?
I think it's like highly unlikely.
Oh, dude, like rock, paper, scissors, stomach beats AIDS?
Yeah, stomach beats AIDS every time.
AIDS beats gay guy. Gay guy beats stomach. Stomach beats AIDS.
Sal's actually AIDS. Having a moment. Sorry.
You guys, all right, Lewis, let's settle whether Sal's going to puke or not. Play me in a game of AIDS stomach butthole. All right. AIDS stomach butthole.
I will say this. Like, I think
you're having such a hard time.
I just feel like since more people probably eat cum, that it just seems more socially acceptable. I don't think it was. Boogers grosses me out big time.
Yeah, another person's booger?
It's never acceptable.
Oh my God.
Except when you're a little kid, it's very strange because shooting cum into your own mouth. Nobody's like, that's normal. But like a little kid eating their boogers, that was kind of
shooting
normal.
Cum in your own mouth?
Yeah.
You try to aim it to your mouth?
No. When I tasted it myself, I came and then I went, ew.
Oh, okay. You said shooting it in your own mouth. I thought
I was saying, like, when we ate our boogers, I did it with the joy of shooting cum into my own mouth. Do you understand?
Oh!
Sal, do you know what I'm saying here?
Now that you say it, I'm picking it up.
Like, I ate my boogers maybe up in, you know, really... Maybe until I was like six. I remember like when I stopped.
Nah,
eating my
you
boogers.
Remember. If you remembered, it was longer than six.
No, I remember. I have memories at like four or five. What are you talking about?
Hey, have you guys seen the reboot of Night Court?
Bring me into a conversation about it. I don't like they did it.
I've seen the commercials.
And the commercial makes me furious.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
I'll tell you why I hate the commercial.
I did it. I changed the topic.
You did it.
No way.
I just threw it out there. It stuck.
Well, I'll tell you why. You know what you got me?
A lot like cum and booger.
I don't like in the commercial, it goes, the girl goes, look, I'm a judge, and my father, Harry Stone, always told me to do, and you're like, ugh.
They really explain it.
Yeah, that's the fucking daughter of the original judge.
They're doing everything. They really do too many remakes now. They're just like relaunching just so many brands.
They're rebooting. The reboot of White Men Can't Jump is infuriating.
Oh, really? Wow, they're doing that with who?
Oh, I didn't know.
I forget who the black person is, but the white person is going to be, what's the rapper? It's annoying as hell. Jack Harlow.
Nothing against him, but Woody Harrelson. I mean, how do you...
Yeah, no, against him, for sure. Why is he putting a new actor in an iconic movie?
I don't know a lot about him. But...
Damn, it sucks.
Who's playing Gloria? That's
not Rosie Perez, which is going to make it suck.
Yeah.
Who else is annoying voice? Christine, you should audition.
The Stooky Brothers Stooky are after me.
Jeopardy's gonna call Jay. Is she buzzing? No, that's just her laugh.
What is it?
I want you to know I'm thirsty.
What is it, Quince?
Yeah, I forgot she's awesome at Jeopardy.
This dumb Puerto Rican is great at Jeopardy. Makes no sense.
What is Mount Vesuvius?
and she's always studying up, like under the assumption that Jeopardy is going to call.
And she's just studying.
It never seems like she's even like apply. By it's just like
yeah, she's just
call.
She's just studying things. That's it. She's like studying stuff.
How do you study for Jeopardy?
She
goes, I just have to learn everything about everything. Yeah.
Dude, I really love that plot point. For no reason, they make her a Jeopardy prodigy.
It's more believable that he would have hit a full court hook shot than she would have fucking destroyed a Jeopardy like that.
White man can't jump. Puerto Ricans can't read.
That deserved more.
It should have. I'm good.
Weird temperature.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I'm Puerto Rican. That's why I can say it.
Should we open this? It's really in the way.
Yeah, this is a gift from a fan. Who is this from, Bobby? Do we know the name?
Is it a Negan bat?
Whoa.
What?
Sal's here.
Lucille?
What?
What? Who is it from, Bobby? You don't know? You put a giant package in front of me and said, here, open it.
He goes, well, it's ticking, so I think it may be you have to open it in a timely fashion.
Is it meowing? Yeah, please. And can I have something to open it with? I have nothing to open it with. It's sealed like a fucking...
Oh, there's a bunch of guys in here with utility knives for sure. Look at these bruisers. What else you need? You need an Allen wrench? He's got one of those too probably in there. This guy's always ready to build IKEA furniture.
I took my own eye out by holding this knife.
Why not, dude?
And hitting the...
Wow, you're the most unskilled Puerto Rican at knife holding.
Lewis comes from a long line of Puerto Ricans who lose knife fights.
Just like my papa, I lost a knife fight to myself.
He won the fist fight.
Dude, it would be funny to find out your dad actually was trying to stab somebody else and missed them and stabbed himself in the stomach.
He was trying to open fan mail.
Oh, neat, a package. I didn't even know I was famous in this town. Oh! Anybody have a... Oh!
If my baby asks, say I lost a knife fight.
Say another Puerto Rican did this.
Don't let him know that I stabbed myself up. Fan mail.
Opening up a parcel.
If my baby boy asks.
I'm very excited to see what this is. Am I gonna hurt something?
I really hate that you're holding a knife at all, dude. You've swung it at me three times. Dude. Let me handle it.
No,
here, take the weed.
No.
Weed. Take the weed. You want weed?
Guesses would be fun, no?
I do.
You think it's the thing that's the shape of the thing that the package
is. I feel like it's like one of those things where it's like a horse head with a stick that we pretend to ride on.
I was going to say, is it the top of a llama?
Is it a llama's head stuffed?
It's the head of a horse, the neck of a giraffe.
Is this the arm of a giant person? Dude, this is fucking...
Any more guesses?
What do you say? Oh, there's people in the crowd.
It's a cup of boogers and a cup of cum.
Oh, dude, what if it was the world's largest booger cum sandwich?
Shaped like that?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's a low.
It was made by Joe DeRosa.
Let's see. Fuck me. Oh, I hope there's nothing inside.
That knife is not sharp enough to open this package.
Ah, shit. Here.
It might be a rifle.
Dude, what if it's a gun?
Do you not know if a rifle's a gun? It might be a rifle. Or a gun.
Even better yet, Jay.
I'll shoot my eye out.
Let's see. Oh, wait. It's open on this side already. Give me this. Here. You guys, you know what? Let's do plugs.
Sal, your plugs?
Tour starts February 2nd. It's impracticaljokerslive.com for tickets.
No.
Season 10 starts February 9th on True TV and TBS at 10 p.m. Yes.
It's running
on TBS
on both.
Yeah, yeah.
No shit. First year for that.
TBS as well, yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Congrats.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everyone. My next gig is actually me and Lewis. We're going to be at the Fox Theater in Connecticut. And then right next to the Impractical Jokers, the Wilbur Theater on the 5th.
Fourth.
That's the 4th.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. It's 3rd and 4th. And the 4th, yeah, we'll be doing the Wilbur Theater. A few tickets left, but it is selling, man. So please come out there and support if you're in the Boston area. That'll be fucking awesome. I have St. Louis coming up, Nashville. We're going to be out in L.A. I might be doing shows out in L.A. I think I'll have the Tuesday night when we're out there, first week of February. Holy shit. Me, Lewis, and Dave are going to be doing some comedy, I think, at the Comedy Store. Tuesday night, I got us a thing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out, BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire. Of course, the SDR show. And my special, actually, now, to be coming out in April. Because
yeah.
That's when Joe Rogan says it's coming out. We were going to release it earlier, but Joe Rogan says April. That's when he'll have me on. That's when the special's coming out. So,
almighty! Joe Rogan's going to have you on?
No.
No!
It's got to be fragile, right? I mean, this is...
crazy.
Rogan, no, he's pretty fucking sick.
No, he's a sturdy guy. He's a little older now, but he still got it.
He does those ice baths. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my dates. I got this Saturday. I'll be in Perryville, Maryland, one night only. Live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem podcast. Robbie the Fire Bernstein coming with me, of course. And then in February, I'll be at Hyenas in Dallas. And then Detroit coming up later in February at the House of Comedy. A bunch of stuff coming out. Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Tampa, I'll be down there in a little bit. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the ticket links.
I'm so out of breath.
Here, do your plugs.
All right, guys, this weekend I will be in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Me and Aaron Berg is the final weekend of our Offend Everyone tour. Very excited about this. Come out and grab tickets for that. It's going to be a fucking blast. Final weekend of us doing this. Then I got the shows with Jay in February. I'm taking the month of February off. Then I'm going back out on the road with Zach and Miko. A bunch of fucking dates coming up. We're going everywhere. We will be in Yonkers, San Diego, Nashville, St. Louis, Salt Lake City for the first time, Grand Rapids for the first time, Palm Harbor, Florida for the first time, Houston, Lafayette, Montville, Connecticut, at Comics and Mohegan Sun, and many other dates being added all throughout the spring. So go to lewisofskanks.com for those tickets and more, and subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Thank you. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here. Thousands of hours.
Good plugging, dude. Oh, yeah, good dude. Plug.
Thousands of hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Subscribe to my Twitch channel. And right after this, guys, we're premiering the brand new Spit Roast show, 10:30 p.m. live on Gas Digital Network. The first show, Judge's Table, featuring Ari Shaffir, Robert Kelly, Rich Voss. A main event with Zach Amico. Jesus Christ, it's never ending.
I already hate this gift.
At this point,
I don't care what it is.
At this point, I would not even try to find out what it is. Oh, that's good.
The fuck up, dude.
That's good. That's good.
Dude, it's a more dangerous knife.
Yeah. Lewis, put down the Swiss Army knife.
Use that one to open this one.
I mean, I can't believe that's what it fucking was.
So this
it's a fucking sword.
Feel how sharp that is.
What if this isn't the gift and this is just what you need to open the real gift?
This is from Gordian Keyblade Forge.
He's just from the year 725 AD.
I mean, you can't even put that into practice unless you're walking through the jungle.
This guy tagged me on some shit on social media. Yeah, this is it, dude. Gordian Key Forge. He made us these swords. Watch this video. Turn the volume up.
What?
It's only one sword. Lewis. Off a dab, but it's still smoke blunts. Puss a little boy, come around, get stuck. Lil' Seth Simons and your boy Jake Flores. Get your black bearing down and your main bitch fuck. Ayy, sack full of cannabis. Now I'm bugging out like a praying mantis is. An analyst, I plan this shit. Get high as fuck, I talk to God like an evangelist. This truth I sit. Put the cover back on it, Lewis. Got me feeling like I hit him with a hammer fist. Can't stand for this. Mix Jack in the cup. No one around you looks comfortable. I live my life like a rattlesnake. Lewis, I'm begging you, please. Tilt it down or something. That's awesome.
Wow.
He's so lucky it was weaponry.
I'll tell you why, it's sharp enough to cut through a gallon of water.
I can't.
That's just the holder for it.
Okay. No good can come of this?
No, none.
It's a question.
Well, sounds like me and Lewis have a new...
Shouldn't you let him know? Shouldn't you let...
Sword in the butt.
Sword in the butt.
You should put the dull side on your body.
I don't know why you're doing it the way you're doing it, dude.
Even that.
You're playing with fire, Lewis. It is just inevitable Lewis will die by blade.
So you're trying to cut him?
He really is like a moth to a flame.
Can you cut Sal's hat off?
Let's not even joke.
See it!
Look at the handle!
But...
It's heavy.
This is a fail video waiting to happen, I swear.
Yeah, it really is. Here, let me see it for a second.
My turn. Dude, being a dude is so funny. Like, just a sword is so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, can I just hold this real sword?
Man. Can you imagine ever having weapon, to get dude. In a fight with one of these things?
Yes. Dude, imagine being an Argentinian gang
like
member.
Someone else has one and you have one, and you're like, ah, shit.
Dude, that's wild. That's really right. Fucking cool.
So who, don't worry, everybody. It's holstered.
Who's it for?
It's for Legion of Skanks. We'll leave it on the table. We have a new. Wait, what happened to our sign? Don't we have a sign?
Yeah, it's in the front.
Is it in the front? All right, hell yeah, dude. Well, yeah, we'll put it on the table in front. No, Dave, we'll put it on the holder. They made us a holder.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just putting it down.
Let me hold it. Why are you fucking putting the sword down?
I don't know. I thought we were getting. That's plenty, Lewis, because you played with it plenty. No, we're doing a show.
They made you a holder? How do you know his pronouns?
Yeah, really. That's real woke of you, dude. You fucking nerd.
He didn't look like a.
Lewis J. Gomez going jock?
Dude. Can I please see the sword?
No.
We're doing a show, Lewis.
No more
sword. Paco, give me the sword.
Nope.
Paco, I literally pay your bills. If you don't give me the sword, I promise you, I swear to God, Paco, you will fucking live to regret it. I swear to you. Bobby, tell him right now that I will make it a whole fucking problem.
Guys, I said, Paco, he won't do shit. Are you really going to do it?
I promise you I will.
Bro, are you going
to
fold?
I wouldn't give that to him. Yeah.
Wow, dude. Wow.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
You think it's worth having Lewis take you on the road to his gig than have me hurt by a knife? Wow.
It's not about road gigs. It's about me fucking making his life a living hell, and I will. Paco knows that.
Yeah, it was a tough thing because I was going to say don't give it to him, and I'll do absolutely nothing for you.
That's pretty fucking. Oh, so I see. You put it on there.
So where are we going to keep this? We're just going to bring this into the show every week?
I almost damn near guarantee illegal weapon that we're going to store at the stand. Is it illegal to have a sword?
Put it on the stand, Lewis.
It is one. Lewis,
I hate you holding it. You are the most irresponsible person with shit like this.
That's not true.
100% true.
The most?
The most.
The most.
Yeah. You're up there.
Yeah, dude. You're in the top 1%.
7 billion people on the planet Earth, Jay. You're telling me I'm the most.
You're in an elite group.
I mean, it's surely illegal.
Just say I'll put it down, but just say that I'm not the most.
You're one of the most.
No, that's ridiculous. Out of the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jay, there's people with no arms.
You're clumsy in the way you can go, dude, don't knock this over. Just pay super attention to that. It's almost certain you'll knock it over.
Now that I'm paying attention to this, I can't possibly pay attention to the sword.
Now you got me looking at two things. It's your fault, Jay.
I truly,
I hate that he's holding it.
I'm thirsty.
I truly and honestly don't know the last time I was this frightened.
Don't insult him, Sal. He's got
a
short
Lewis, if they replay that, you just swung it right to my face. Come on, dude. Ow.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fucking nitwit.
Just stop it, Lewis.
You are so successful for such a dumbass.
Wow, I actually cut myself with a sword.
Insane. No reason to have done that.
I know That's what you're bad. Feeling now, Pops.
That's just a little taste of what you got, Daddy-O.
The odds of that happening were low.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like you're one of the most fucking clumsiest people.
I'm not that clumsy.
You know what it is? You're just bull in a china. You have no grace. You're complete blunt force trauma in everything you do, so you come in like a real clunk.
You're a bull in a sword shop.
Yeah.
It's my worst nightmare. I wake up in a sword store. Oh, shit.
I've got to touch them all. Oop, this one cut me. Can you believe that? You know, if you run your finger along the blade, it'll slice and dice.
I have to walk my way through a sword shop.
Oh, it's you to prove my point. All we talked about was not cutting with that knife, and you hurt yourself.
Well, at least I hurt myself and not somebody else. That is wildly sharp.
Yep.
That is wildly sharp.
It was forged for us.
It was forged.
I would say even when you take it and you go to like a field or something to have like a good time with it, I would even say don't do that.
Yeah, don't take it to a field ever. All right, James, we're going to practice sword throwing.
I mean,
put this apple on your head.
You start swinging that thing around, somebody's getting chopped.
Yeah, dude, you were putting it on a stand and hurt yourself.
I wasn't swinging it, by the way. I thought about swinging it around, and then I was like, that would be the worst idea I've ever had.
You did swing it around. You swung it almost towards my face.
I did not swing it.
You swung it over the crowd twice.
That is...
Oh, you call that a swing.
You swung it once, and then you swung it again.
I had to make sure that I just swung.
I'm pretty sure upon rewatching this show, the video evidence will support Sal's claim that you swung it twice.
It was a barely, it wasn't really a swing. It was a very lightly controlled swing.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that. It was a controlled swing.
When you were trying to put it on the stand, you swung
Did you guys feel
at
all nervous in the slightest bit with my sword play? Thank you.
Louis, they're in constant fear of you. They know if they answer yes, they get worse punishments.
If you guys say yes, I'm pulling that sword out.
Dude, just they were so scared when you had the Swiss Army knife. If we're being honest.
It was a utility knife, and you were swinging that around all willy-nilly. What's wrong with you?
That sword...
Fear something, idiot.
So... The funniest thing that could have happened was me being scared of the Swiss Army knife and then you opening a sword right after it.
I said out loud, I hate this with you with the sword, with the knife, and then you got a sword in your hands. And instinctually, I just accidentally gave you the sword to open. It split into two pieces.
Dude, I just touched that knife and it split my finger like a fucking...
That's a sword, all right. Remember, classic sword.
Remember when we thought it was a llama head?
I'll tell you what, though. Four more guesses, one of us would have said, Viking battle sword? I know from my days at Cutco, that's a good knife because it's full tang. That means it goes all the way through the handle. And it's got multiple points of connection.
Can we...
I wonder what that retails for.
Oh, that's going to go right there. That's about $179, but that's top of the line right there. We do have a smaller
no,
version.
No, this would be more... If this guy,
I bet you that's like $500.
I bet you it would be. For this guy to forge a blade for you... Not Cutco. Cutco doesn't make swords.
Jay,
dude.
You never actually sold any of those knives. You just took the training program.
I went to 2 days or 3 days of training.
Did you make a sale?
No, I quit the training. I went to do a show. That's where I met Keith Robinson.
Doggy, this sword...
At Cutco?
No, I didn't
he tried
go to the third
to sell
day.
Him knives.
I didn't go to the third day at Cutco because I got.
No, I don't want any of your stupid knives, but you seem funny, kid.
And that gig was where I met Keith Robinson.
Okay, dude, I fucking that. It's so much sharper than you think it's going to be. Can we pass it around to the audience?
Nope. No, we can't.
No, Rose.
That, we can't do
listen,
that.
I'll tell you, it's already illegal that we have this. We definitely can't start giving it.
Paco,
to people.
If you don't want Louis to make your life a living hell, do a complete sword ninja sword display with this thing.
$200 of BMF short saber. That's from his website.
Is that what this is?
Oh,
no,
it's not that expensive.
Saber.
This is not short. This is a long ass saber, dog.
I think that's a much smaller knife.
It's a bad motherfucking short saber.
So let's say it's $300. With stands, stands nice too.
This shit is fucking. It's very expensive and it's very nice, and I appreciate it. And we will use it to in the next podcast war, the next like guys we fucked or whoever did. We're going straight to sword play.
Yeah, dude. Send their asses
That's
back
right.
to Valhalla.
I think I'm afraid.
And anyone who dies, we shoot an arrow, flaming arrow, into a raft they're on.
All right, gentlemen. Let's take a quick moment and thank RexMD.com for being a huge supporter of this show. I'll tell you right now.
Sorry, Louis. I couldn't hear you over my huge hard cock right now.
You have a huge hard cock? What happened, Jay? You started to get...
I'm sorry. What are you saying, Louis? Let me move Jay's huge hard cock out of the way. Go ahead.
I know. My voice was just bouncing off.
Go ahead. Now you can talk to Dave. Tell him about these awesome fucking dick pills.
Well, I'll tell you right now, RexMD is FDA approved and it's the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They have sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. They make it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help men out there to last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom.
It's generic Viagra and Cialis, which could be pretty expensive, Viagra and
it's
Cialis.
A fraction of the cost.
I mean, it can be as low as $2 a pill. For this, which is pretty fantastic. $2 for
$2
a boner?
Boners? Come on now.
You'd pay that under any circumstance.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. You know, go to a doctor's office. It's all telehealth, so it's done online.
Yeah.
Very easy. They also have things for hair loss, insomnia, pain relief. They have all kinds of male.
It's all clinically
male
tested.
Male health stuff.
Clinically tested, U.S. licensed, pharmacy grade, and you're going to get FDA-approved ED treatments at 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper, guys.
And if you go to rexmd.com/legions, it's plural, rexmd.com/legions, our exclusive deal is going to save you up to 90% off. where you're only going to pay $2 per dosage. Starter packs of generic Viagra and Cialis are now available for our listeners to get started. RexMD.com/legions for 90% off. All right, let's get back into it.
Jay, what do you think about these slap fights?
Funny you should ask. These slap fights, it's like I was going to do a bit.
Like you're on comics.
That felt like Byron Allen. Jay, these slap fights are happening in the world. And I goes, funny you should ask. So slap fights are nutty because I thought to myself.
Oh, that's a great point, Jay. Sal, you fly a lot.
I can't believe
just things that were completely unconnected from the last thing.
Oh, that's the best.
Mike Vecchione. You work out.
That's the best one ever in history. Byron Allen just comes back from prison. Goes, hey, welcome back to Comics Unleashed, where the comics go wild. Mike Vecchione. You work out.
it's one of my faves.
But these slap fights have been it's on television now. The UFC has Power Slap League.
Isn't that weird? It seems weird to me that the UFC would even like put their name on that.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Did you see the guy whose face got all fucked up? That was
good.
Nuts.
Yeah. Well, like apparently there was a big
permanent damage to his
slap fight in Romania this past weekend. Which can we see footage? Is that where the guy got his face all fucked up?
I think so.
I mean, it's crazy. He keeps going. Like, why don't they stop him?
It's
to
he's
end?
Broken
it's
like, shit in his face.
It's just to win money. That's it.
I mean, I guess it's whoever could take the biggest fucking
surprising amount of knockouts.
It's like because Lewis said it. I think you said it. This is how you described it. You go, it's not slapping. It's palm striking. You're hitting someone like they're hitting you like. Like full
slaps more fingery. They're hitting you with their whole hand.
I'm not surprised there's that many knockouts. This is insane.
And you just have to stand there. You can't even like roll with it. Like you have to just take it.
You have to put the audio on.
Oh my fucking god, dude! Look at him.
It's crazy looking when he turns.
He wants to go cry, but he can't because he's on TV. All I want to do is break down in tears and cry like my mom just smacked me.
Dude, his teeth are still shaking.
He's like, oh, fucking asshole.
He's like, I'm going to go over here and cry to the chalk.
Is it not blunt force trauma to the head?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
What surprised me?
It's also, you're not even allowed to like turn with it. You have to sit there. That's what's so weird about it. Like, you just have to take the shot.
Oh, dude, you better be able to knock him out with this one. You don't want to take another one of that side of your face. Like, please knock him out. Please knock him out. This guy, he doesn't have a mark on him.
No.
Oh, dude, fuck me, dude. Oh, dude, you better get it. You better get knock him out, dude.
Come on,
I'm rooting for you. Come on. That felt like nothing.
He's like, that's cool.
Now I must fucking break you.
Yeah.
Oh,
It does seem like all of them are just going to be like super stone cold.
If I was him, I'd be like, I quit.
Yeah.
Can you quit right there?
He can't say it.
After you give one, can you quit?
He can't say it.
So,
what? I don't play no more. What? I don't play no more. You want to play some more? No. Hold that table.
Oh, my God. Christ almighty, please, no. No.
Kia.
Stop it. Dude, chill.
He's like, I think my brain touched my eye. Hang on.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. I would sooner eat boogers and cum. A lot. I would eat a lot of cum and boogers before this.
Boogers and cum's more of a chowder.
Dude, I mean, how do you want, like, this guy doesn't look like he's even phased. How are you going to keep going?
He doesn't want to go anymore. He's like, yeah, I think it was his actual, damn, dude.
He's like,
ooh, I'm going to get
He looks
harder.
Like he's going to cry about what he's doing.
He's like, you're about to hit your limit. This one's going to put you on the floor, you prick. Good night. And sweet dreams, sweet prince, and go shit. I think I pissed him off. I poked him in the eye.
Oh, he hit higher than you're allowed to hit?
Okay.
Oh, God,
I'm going
to shit. This guy looks like fucking Popeye now.
Oh, shit.
No.
He got shut up.
He goes, sorry, I'm going to shit.
This is a nightmare, dude.
Oh. Was that an illegal strike or something?
Oh, look, he's just staring at him. Oh.
You're like, I should have killed him with that one. He looks like Jordan Peele now. He got beat in the Jordan Peele's face. Okay, listen. Let's just get to the final. We'll put on a show. He's saying like Rocky to Thunderlips. We'll dance around this one. Take it easy. We'll say we'll go to the judges' scorecards and let's take it easy. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm feeling nothing.
It must not hurt anymore, right?
Goes, oh my God, it must hurt.
Oh my God.
It must hurt so much, Sal. I hate it.
I can't watch. You can't. I can't watch this on a regular basis.
No.
This is like fucking. What's that? What was those old videos where people die on them?
Faces of Death.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a doctor in here somewhere who's just allowing them to do this. He's like looking at that and going, he can take a few more.
Is this the
shots.
UFC one?
So many people had to say yes.
Like, this is not Power Slap League, but the UFC owns their own league of doing this, dude. This little guy.
But I bet this would be stopped. This would be stopped in the UFC.
No, I don't think so.
They're gonna
have
all kinds of rules.
These are.
That was my best hit. Dude, fuck.
It didn't even move him, dude. Wait, what's going on? Oh, he's going to chalk his hand.
Oh, my God. He goes, I'm going to rip your fucking cheek off on this one.
Let me pause this for 1 second.
His eyes.
I hate this sport, and I really, really hated it when I first saw it. But the more I'm watching it, the more I am enjoying it.
Well, if we could sit here and run commentary on it every time, it would be pretty great.
Jay, you know what? No one's stopping us.
Sure there is.
I mean, we're literally doing it right now.
Yeah, we could just do this every week.
Air an opportunity.
This is now the podcast.
Dude, why don't we try to get a job with Power Slap League and we can be the Joe Rogans of Power Slap League and we'll make it hilarious.
All right. Looks like his cheek's going to fall off. I've seen this. Classic grip.
Even being the Joe Rogan of this only pays like 50 grand a year.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see it with a non-dominant hand because then someone would be like goofy. You know
I would
what I mean?
Lose. Yeah. I would lose a lefty slap fight in a heart. There's no way. Yeah. My left.
I was
gonna
do. So I went in today. We'll keep watching this in a second. But I came in today and I went to Harrington, and we're on camera. We actually have the footage. Paco, put this on the Legion of Stanks.
Did you leave Harrington's face like this, guys?
Well, I said to him, I was like Harrington. I was like, let's do a power slap match right now. And then he goes, like, really, dude? And I was like, let's do it. And he was like, all right. And then Alex.
Harrington really is just like your dog. Like, he's like, if that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing.
Alex started goading
it
on. Alex was into it. No. Alex got turned on by it because she's all, her hormones are all out of whack because she's all fucking chunky and pregnant right now. So
Alex needs to know that Mike could protect the baby if it ever came down to a slap fight.
Alex, what was going through your mind when this was happening?
I don't know. I just like some action. It seemed like fun.
So literally,
see Mike. She wants to see you slap the neck beard off, Mike.
So we flipped the coin. I won, so I got to go first. And we got to the point where I was winding up, and it was 1, 2, 3. And on the three, dude, he had his hands behind his back with his holding a towel, ready to let me fucking crack him in the face. And I was like, no, you lunatic.
And right at that moment, you went, you passed the test. Congratulations, you have your job for another year.
You were the master the whole time.
You now can be paid to produce a cast digital. So, yeah, no, I didn't do it with him,
good.
But he was 100% willing to do it.
What
which
a psycho.
Was which is psychotic.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Did you offer him money or was just like, let's
no,
just do
we were
it?
No, just going to do it.
That's crazy.
No, at first he said no, and then I said the winner will be the gas is going to power slap
you offered
champion.
Him a belt.
I offered him a belt.
I thought you were going to say power bottom.
That is
the
really...
winner will be the gas digital power bottom.
I feel like you could be like, Mike Harrington, do you want $100,000 or this belt that I just made? And they'd be like, well anyone could get 100 grand. Very few people have a belt.
I'd say the belt.
Dad, continue.
No. He's doing another one still?
When do they go into?
Give me your best shot, faggot.
I can't even. It's like brutal.
He's smiling and frowning.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, dude, stop. Don't let him do this
anymore.
His
cranium is smashed.
Fucking brain.
Please. What is he saying?
I'm saying it felt like a kiss from your mother.
What does he keep saying? Is he like,
what is he complaining
He's
about?
He's like, is my skull hanging out?
Yeah.
Is my skull hanging out?
Can you see my brain? Is that cotton or brain? Come
he's
on. He's cheating.
He's saying that he got hit too high in the face.
Oh, okay.
It's fair.
But they just keep going.
Can I say the guy on the right is not good at power slap.
He is made of iron or something.
he's not a human.
Oh, he won?
Shut up. The other guy quit?
He quit? No, wait,
yeah.
Go back. I gotta see him quit.
Give us some volume for this.
Hold on, that's crazy.
That pussy looked like he was about to cry.
There's no volume.
bitch ass with his bitch ass.
No way, that guy won.
Wait, so the guy tapped out? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Let's see. Whack.
Oh my God, the other guy looks like Veruca Salt.
No, he's no more. No more.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy. All right, first I want to thank my girl from Fifi. She's out there, baby. I'm coming home to you.
This is the only sport where it's truly acceptable to crumble into a pile and start crying at the end of it.
Goes to show you, never judge a slap fighter by his face.
I mean, for real, that's crazy.
I mean, that's the face of a winner and also of a freak of nature on the other side.
Jay, if you said right now you were going to smack me at 10% strength, I would say no.
Yeah, of course.
I do not want to be slapped in the face ever.
Well, that's because you don't have the heart of a champion. You see, Lewis, it's about...
Would anybody here be willing to slap fight?
Of course.
These people, there's a woman in the back.
Dylan just said yes.
Oh, no, that's Jason Ellis. Never mind.
Dylan said yes, but there's no way that's real. No,
Dylan, you would not slap fight. I used to do it in high school.
I have a question. So now he has to defend that? This is like a league where he keeps slapping people?
He's the champ, dude.
Yeah,
so, he might get some time. So the champ has to defend that over and over and over? I mean, this one match, he's got probably trauma, right? Brain trauma.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a stupid
thing to do.
You know how many people had to say yes for this to happen in a sanctioned pay-per-view league?
It's unbelievable.
Look, a guy in the NFL got hit to a heart attack. They're still playing. You know what I mean? Everything's going to be fine.
I mean, it's only a matter of time for somebody fucking... I mean, it has to be more dangerous than boxing or MMA, right? Just taking a fucking
shot. The fact that you're not even rolling.
Shot,
you're not even rolling.
Well, not even rolling, but also you can't put your chin down.
Like, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, like you can't like go, you know.
Also, you're being bitch slapped. It's so degrading.
It's insane.
Yeah, no matter what, the slow-mo is always going to be you going like.
Just a guy's hand going.
Yeah.
Oh, we have Will Smith to thank for this.
I want to slap a motherfucker. You think that's what they all say? He goes, my wife is a beautiful bald woman. Slap!
There we go.
He's like, what that guy didn't know, if I wanted my lips down here, now I can suck your toes and pussy at the same time.
He's unrecognizable if you split him in half.
It looks like he's in the middle of a flashback of himself.
Yeah. Like,
if you did that thing from the... Remember the old children's book? If you put a mirror in the middle of his face, he would just look normal.
What is this him talking, or is this just a still shot? Is there an interview afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to Disney World.
This guy...
take the kids, hop on Faith Mountain.
It just seems like there's not much else to be. How do you even train for this?
Getting slapped.
Date like three of my exes?
Yeah, you can't get slapped at that kind of... You can't get slapped like that to train.
No, your training is going to be offense. You're going to train like slapping a man.
How do you train to take that
hit?
I'll tell you how.
You can get one of those shots a day and get used to like the... Maybe not a day
even. I'm never going to just sit there and let somebody slap me like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're too tough for this league. You ain't going to take that shit.
No, I'm a little
after the first slap, you're going to attack him?
Don't
put your hands on me.
There's something about like being able to move and defend yourself.
At least
that even like being kicked or punched, like I guess that's quote unquote scarier. Being punched is scarier, but not. I'd rather have somebody try to punch me in the face and I can move versus just take a fucking
shit.
Well,
even the idea, even if you don't know how to fight that well, like at least the idea in a fight, you feel like I can try to fucking defend myself. I can do something. Yeah, if you just went, instead of fighting someone, you're just going to go punch for punch with them and you have to take it on the chin. You can't even roll with it. That's like so much more insane than fighting someone.
We used to do it on the arm. We used to go blow for blow in the arm, right? Like, and that was something we would do as like teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you bitched out to having a slap fight with Dylan.
I'll have a slap fight with Dylan right now. I'll go right now with Dylan. I'll do it with Dylan right now. Did I say Tom versus Dylan slap fight?
I love that idea so much. It's wrong, but I do want to see it.
Tom and Dylan, if you guys power slap each other, I'll tell you right now, I'll put $100 for the winner right now. $100 for the winner.
We were talking about how this guy's sustaining brain trauma for like $50,000.
I don't have cash on me, but I'll put another $100.
Yeah, 100, 200,
I'll
300.
I'll put another 100.
300.
I'll give you 1,000 to not do it.
No, Sal, stop. No, Sal.
Well, Sal, now
dance for us, monkeys.
All right, you guys, I guess we got -$700 for you if you guys will slap fight right now.
Dylan can have the first shot.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Dylan, if you knock him out, that's it. It's over. This is a terrible idea.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Don't hit.
Stop being a pussy, Jay.
They're gonna have. It's gonna be a friendship ender.
It's not gonna be a friendship ender. It's gonna be a hilarity in sewer.
You think that is gonna lead to hilariousness, not the actual act? Gotcha. Well, you're the producer.
At best, it's unsettling.
All right. So here's the plan. I'm gonna not slap fight anyone. Collect a G from Sal. Pay you guys out $300.
So Dave's already up. Dude, Dave's already up 900.
There's a whole business in not slap fighting.
If you're Sal's friend and you just don't slap fight, give
Sal, I'm also going to not slap fight Dave or Lewis. So that's 2,000 right there. So I'm actually up, shit, $1,900. This is going great.
Are you guys going to slap fight each other? Oh, you pussies.
That'd be the coolest story of like how you lost all your money in years. Like, Sal, you were doing so good. How'd you blow it all? I paid everyone not to slap fight.
I think I was deep in the hole on non-slap fight payouts.
I think almost anybody else in the world, with the exception of Tom and Dylan, like our audience would be like, no, dude, don't do that. That's fucking weird and fucked up. But those two, they're like, yes, dude, slap each other to death.
No, don't slap each other to death. But if you did, $200 says Tom would have done it.
Yeah, I think Tom would have slapped the shit out of Dylan. Yeah, Tom's got a big
tall as shit. Bigger.
Listen,
and Tom's hair looks like he was just being had just been slapped.
Plus, Tom's a proud boy, and Dylan's built like an Auschwitz survivor.
I mean, size is really everything in just like a blow for blow fight. It's not like you could even like have an advantage, like you're more athletic or something like that, or you're
quicker.
Yeah,
but the smaller dude won.
Well, yes, that's true. In that sense. I'm saying with these two. Oh.
I mean, did he win, though? He got the belt, but did he win?
How much did that guy get paid for that? Do we know? $5,000.
No.
No. $5,000?
Sal would have paid him more not to fight.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I genuinely believe Sal, not even knowing this guy, after seeing what his face looked like, if you talked to him and he was like, I'm going to defend my title, you would pay him more than that was worth to not do it.
Would you say that's even... Let's say there's nothing permanently wrong there. That's a month of recovery.
You don't put ice on that. What do you do for that?
I think you do.
I think you got to put a lot of ice on it.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I would go heat.
Personally. I'd go wet heat.
Yeah.
But who knows what was going on in there? He could have fucked up his orbital bone or his cheekbones broken.
Hold on. What'd you say? You'll do it for 10K at Skankfest? No. Can I tell you why?
Power slap? Tom versus doing a Skankfest.
Not for $10,000.
Yeah,
Nobody cares, you guys.
I got to be honest.
I will say, we could have a booth where people can pay $500 to slap either of you in the face. $1,000, just one
per slap.
You're just not the problem one with $1,000 is you're just not going to get too many people who are actually going to drop.
But $500,
I feel like you're going to get a line.
You guys
will
make a couple foul apiece.
Now, if you go down to $200, you guys are going to make your $10,000. Yeah. I'm just saying, hear me out on this. If you drop down to $200, there's going to be a line of people.
There's going to be three. By the way, there's going to be 3,000 plus people there. Everyone would pay $10 to do it.
That is so true. If you were $30,000, but you got to take 3,000 slaps for it,
you would make 600% more money than the national champion.
The national champion.
He can't even get a fucking Kia. I would have guessed that he won $50,000 minimum dollars for that.
Yeah.
There was one on Worldstar today with
and
a girl.
Even that, you're like, not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Is there a World Star one today where there was the girls one, I think, today they showed?
Well, girls, at least, they just slap like girls.
But I think something happened in it because they was pulled for some reason.
Guess how many slaps did it take for him to get to that match? Imagine getting there and losing. The other guy went home with nothing? Did the other guy go home with fucking nothing?
Watch.
That's my
It's got to be nothing because if the winner's only $5,000, it's not like what's the loser get? $500 maybe?
Let's see. Oh, look at these fucking...
Was this on WorldStar?
Oh, this is Power Slap. This is Dana White. They have to hold the towel behind your back. It's such a... Oh. Oh, she went cross-eyed, dude.
Wow.
Holy shit, done, dude.
She's like, get up, $500.
Oh!
into a somersault.
She goes, I'm actually so fine, you don't even know.
I like this guy running after her. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, slow down, you idiot.
Yeah, power slap is a whole other thing. Dude.
I cannot believe, just with how successful the UFC is, I can't believe they would want to like attach their name to this. It's crazy because they're doing cage fighting, but this still feels so much more barbaric.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, we got to take a quick moment, and we're talking to people who are over the age of 21 who live in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yes.
We weren't talking to people who are that much over the age of 21.
I do.
Well, I mean, they're not thousands of years old. We're talking about young people that were born this century.
Yes, I was thinking about that little girl who's actually of age.
Oh, no.
Yum.
No.
The wine is ripe, but the body is young.
Yo, Delta Vampire, that is not appropriate to say. Totally, she looks cool. Like a child.
Ran it by Chris Hansen. He says, on the up and up. Little weird. He did say that, but...
Well, look, if you're over the age of 21, and she is...
Yes.
And you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal...
I don't know where she lives, but the odds are she can...
Yeah, you could probably get super-duper high with this woman child if you really wanted to.
Get that gay underwear model out of the picture. Let me hop on that paddleboard with you.
Right now, go to yodelta.com, get gummies and vapes, really, really cheap already. If you want to save 25%, use the promo code GAS.
It's been forever since I've been sucked off to cartoons.
Use the promo code GAS when you check out at yodelta.com. Once again, that's promo code GAS, 25%.
Spinner on my ding-dong and then split a bowl of cereal.
All right,
easy peasy.
Where were we, Yo Delta?
Talking about this child chick.
No, we weren't.
Fuck.
Stop it.
We all want to fuck her.
You're making everyone.
We all want it. Tom, Dylan, hit each other. Anarchy. Anarchy. Anarchy.
All right, where were we? All right, can we talk about this? This is one of my favorite stories that I saw this week. There's this 26-year-old dude who's dating this chick who's trapped in the body of an 8-year-old girl.
Trapped?
Yeah, yeah.
What was like a...
Was like voodoo.
Was there sorcery involved?
I was cursed in his body.
I don't know. I saw this.
Me and my friends were just playing skeleton key.
An old lady with a milky eye came up and said, "Baby."
We were throwing rocks at a gypsy's house. Next thing you know,
dark clouds started spiraling over my house. My dad started speaking angry Latin.
Pull up the girl first. I saw her months ago.
Can you repeat what happened here?
This is a 22-year-old girl who looks like she's 8.
Yeah.
I'm 22 years old, but my height is 3 feet 10 inches, and my weight is around 50 pounds.
The dog's like, you're old enough for me.
By the way, I like they put her. That's definitely an oversized chair.
Yeah.
They're the pieces of shit for doing that right there. That's really sure how little shit. That's definitely a big chair. What dickheads. You think she has to have like... I think she went up on those like fucking dog stairs for the bed.
But you can really... Listen, forget even the perspective of her. Just when you like compare it to like the lamp and the table and the plant, it's clearly a humongous chair. Like look at the proportion.
Yeah. She also talks like a child for no reason too.
When you have a tiny vagina, every penis is big.
I'm so tight and wet.
They all hurt. My butthole, exit only. No way.
I can't get pregnant.
There's no room in me for eggs. Blood out of my hoo-ha. No, spank you.
This is so disturbing.
You can just cream pie all day long.
Cream pie city. No problems whatsoever. I also swallow. I would never eat a booger. Yucky. But you coax a load of ball fizz into my chops. All day long, daddy-o.
Guys.
I'm hungry. Up. Up.
My chair's breaking.
Yeah.
You didn't fall nearly as hilariously this time.
Lewis said, I'm not the clumsiest person in the world. He's cut himself on a sword and broke a chair.
I'm surprised he didn't fall forward into the sword.
I almost fell and I fell at my knees.
Are you wearing high fashion underwear? I saw some floral print on those underwear. Oh, the sheaths.
Yeah, they just send us what they send us. We got to wear it.
Anyway, bring that child back up.
I live life trapped in the body of an 8-year-old.
My nipples are super sensitive. I like them sucked.
When I was 6 months old, my mom noticed a bump in the back of my head. So she took me to the doctor, and the doctor said it was a tumor. A very aggressive, cancerous tumor.
Oh, I don't want to hear what you guys are going to say next. I really don't.
Yes, you do.
I went into immediate surgery, and after the surgery, I went through chemo for 2 to 3 years, and I was deemed cancer-free.
All right.
Around 5. And
pause it. Time to taste buds this thing. Sal, do you fuck her mouth or puss? You have to fuck one hole.
You gotta pick one.
Gun to your head. Sal, sword
she's
to your
in balls. Her 20s.
She's of age, I know.
She's an adult.
No, I know. I'm just...
How about you be mature?
The thing is, so this whole
I'll
story,
I'll drive
by the way,
you home.
The whole story is about that she's dating a dude, right? That she's a 26-year-old dating her. And it is just like the classic... You're like, sir, this is completely legal, and you're allowed to do this. But no, we all know you're a pedophile. So, like, this, we will be watching you for the rest of your life.
But it's
kind of
fucked up because, like, this girl technically deserves some cock. She's 22.
He's like, Maitre D, I know you're going to think it's weird, and you probably think we're father-daughter, but I'm going to be making out with this girl all night. So understand, she's in her 20s.
Now, yes,
here's
also
an extra 50 to just believe me.
I also make her, I make her sit on my lap, and I make her hold this oversized lollipop.
There's going to be a bunch of pedophiles are watching this, and they're like, well, I had a tumor, and it was an aggressive cancer, and then I got chemo, and I didn't grow. And they're like, best cover ever. And you're like, oh, no, this isn't a kid I'm with. Nah, she's one of those tumor babies.
You guys got a carousel for my hot girlfriend?
She could go to jail for fucking a 70-year-old guy.
I know, that would be the funniest thing in the world.
He wanted it. He wanted it. Why do Mexican kids have mustaches at 13 if you're not about to hug them? No!
All right, pull up the story with her boyfriend.
Was she showing how big her boyfriend's wiener was?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, like, look here, you know, there, look, and he's hot. Look at that body on him, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Chet Hanks.
None of us were expecting that.
All right, I'm going to be honest.
Damn, guy!
The truth is, all right, he's the weirdest person in the world. She is an unbelievable heroic story of an underdog.
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine that working against you? And she's like, ladies, what's your excuse? I pulled this guy.
I mean, she's literally dick height.
I mean, no shit, dude. She definitely blows him standing up, without a doubt.
You would have to. That would be...
Look at my butthole. Why not? You're there. Look at this guy.
Let's see. Dana has been accused of being a creep, quote unquote, and being attracted to the 3-foot-10-inch tall Shauna... Because she looks like a kid.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, you got me.
She's like, that's your boyfriend? Hold my tumor.
Hey, let's get into bed and let me eat your tiny pussy.
It's insane to have such a cover story. Like, he's like, no, I'm actually the greatest person in the world. Like, she's the mind of a 22-year-old. I fell in love with her for who she is.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this stuff. But we all know.
Yeah, I'm the man,
dude. This is the creepiest shit in the world.
No, he's like, I'm the only one willing to date this freak. Lucky you guys.
Also, 22-year-olds are retarded. So, like, she's... A child and retarded.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
It's not like she's like...
Women barely get less retarded from age 9 to 22.
Yeah.
There's not a noticeable difference.
I feel like I would instinctually watch my mouth in front of her. I'm like, you want to go in the bedroom and, I don't know, do stuff?
Do stuff like what, Mr. J?
You don't have to call me Mr. J. I don't know, stuff like kiss or whatever.
Kissing looks fun.
I mean, that's part of the appeal. If she starts acting all mature
appeal.
And woman-like. Yeah. You're like, act like a child now.
Okay, Mr. Lewis.
I would carry her around in like a briefcase. I would do freaky shit with her, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I would throw her.
Yeah. Put her in a make her jump out of cabinets and scare friends when you have people over.
Oh, man, I miss this show.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right, dude, not for nothing. Hottest child I've ever seen.
Hashtag wood.
That's not the large phone, by the way.
that's iPhone
that's
1.
That's not the Max.
It's her mini.
Oh, God, that's the worst one.
That's rough.
When you bring your chick out in a bikini, that's hilarious.
Look at that thigh gap.
Yeah, dude, she definitely takes it.
Jesus. You guys are fucking assholes. You're all pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. She's a beautiful young woman. What the fuck's wrong with you people?
Oh, they want an escape room because she just went through the vents. Look, they call her the escape queen. She's like, told ya. Here's the thing. You guys try to figure out the code. I'm going to roll under the door. Backdraft.
This guy, he's a handsome guy. He's in good shape. You know, he's just a pedo, huh?
I mean,
it's that no part of you can think that any of that is normal.
I mean, she looks like it's just a tiny cute
I don't know,
chick
I'm asking,
there. Go back. In that picture, she doesn't look like a child. She looks like a tiny, cute chick.
What?
In that picture right there, she doesn't look like that
she looks like
childish.
She looks like a Shetland female there.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, in her land, she's average height.
She goes, if you come on the other side of the rainbow, it's not so weird.
I just like to say God bless her, you know? Yeah. That story is very sad and I wish
she looks like she goes to sleep on a bed of mushrooms.
I mean, if you're going to fuck a kid, right? That's a lot. Well, there was her by some sunflowers. They're taller than her? That's hilarious. He lost her for a bit. Hon, babe.
I'm right here.
Oh, that's hilarious. Damn, dude. She always has to get in the back of a 3-row car. No one ever lets her sit up front. For what?
I feel bad for her because she's, I mean, she's not going to, how, what are the chances of her finding another little boy man to be with? Like,
do you think she has to, like,
shave? She's probably not attracted to a little boy man.
You think she has to shave her legs and has, like, a hairy puss? Yeah, she
she's
does, bro. Yeah.
Jay's trying to get her into the fuckable category right now.
Are you guys talking? You guys think she has nice nips? I mean, what do you guys think? She's 26.
Did you guys see they're rebooting Night Court?
Yeah. You know what I hate about it? Have you seen the commercial?
Yeah.
Too much exposition. And John Larroquette's still there? You're still a public defender after all these years?
What's that about?
Step up,
right,
dude. You think he'd be the judge?
Yeah. Hey, Lewis, why don't you play with the knife a little bit?
So the team came up with a game that we were going to play. I didn't know what exactly it is. What is the game, Paco? Explain it.
Paco,
explain it or Lewis is going to ruin your life.
We're going to be playing a game called Who Knows Sal Best?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The answer is Jay. All right, next game.
So, Sal, in front of you, there is a whiteboard along with a pen.
Okay.
So we are going to ask you questions. Okay. You're going to write the answer down, and one by one, we are going to ask the skanks what their answers are.
Just so you know, this the pen is garbage.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. I'll work with it.
Okay. All
right. What is going to be asked of me?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know the questions?
We have no. If we knew the questions, we'd have time to.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, interesting.
All right. Are you guys ready to play Who Knows Sal the Best?
Yeah. Is there no way to pre-approve these then? Let's do it. All right.
All right. You guys are going to guess how many penises has Sal seen in his entire life?
Outside of his own?
I don't even know if Sal could answer that question.
I'm good. This is going to be a ballpark on my end, too.
Outside of his own?
Hold on. What do you mean by that? Penises, like, in general, like, including porn? Do you mean
not
live
because,
penises?
Like, his eyes to skin.
Eyes to skin.
Okay, live so and active penises.
Watching porn doesn't count, but a men's locker room showering after.
Yes.
That does count?
Counts.
That does count.
Oh, well, that's too ballpark.
That's an old-timey thing. So I don't think
they did with Sal
old.
To school.
That's too much of a ballpark. I'm thinking more like how many of like people you know. You know what I mean? Like you've seen dicks in the wild. I think a locker room, if you went to a school that was like showers, I didn't either.
Well, I don't know if Sal did. I don't know many people. Dave, did you go to schools where there were showers?
No.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who like pulled their dicks out in high school in the showers. That's some weird Midwest.
Enough. No, it was. I think it was like an older thing too that they used to do. But regardless, you're saying at a urinal catching another dude's dick that counts.
If he's staring at it, yeah.
But yes, eyes to skin, Dave. Yes.
Okay, I'm just saying the problem with this question is there's no way Sal knows the answer to this.
Yeah. So I think you'd have a better. Would you have a better ballpark if we were like?
People I know.
Balls Park.
I have to think hard.
Guys, Balls Park.
No pun.
Hard, you think? You think hard? You couldn't come up with it in a couple seconds?
I really don't.
Roughly?
I can't even call anyone up right now. Like, I don't even know.
You can't even think of
I'm sure there's been
Sal's not even seeing
definitely
faces.
Ari.
It's all dicks right now.
100% Ari, for sure.
Ari.
Sal.
I've seen Ari, yeah.
Maybe Joe. Joe will whip out his wang once in a while.
Joe.
DeRosa.
I don't think so. I don't think I've seen his now. I wish I had
more. I mean, with the Impractical Jokers before it was on TV, wasn't it you guys just pulling your dicks out and making each other laugh?
No, but I have seen Gatto's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have to skip.
How was it? 1 to 10.
It was very pleasant.
Yeah. He's an Italian fellow with dark skin, so it probably looks nice. Yeah. Smooth would be my guess.
He's happy.
Yeah.
How many things have you seen in your day, Jay?
Forget.
Oh, we won't say like peripheral at the in a bathroom. That won't count.
Okay.
I mean, just at this table, I've seen all of your dicks.
Yeah.
There's two. I've seen Bobby Hutch's dick. There's three. I've seen Paco's dick. There's four. Let's see.
I think I may have seen a picture of Dylan's dick.
Well, I've seen Harrington's dick in real life, have I? I've seen Harrington's dick.
Okay.
That's five.
I've seen Intern Shin's dick.
Intern Shin. Oh, yeah. Intern Shin.
Yeah. He did porn.
You've seen Intern Paul. That was on Zoom.
Oh, of course. We all saw Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Byron.
I mean, just the staff alone were in the dozen range.
But you do get, and I like this game a lot. This was a terrible question. Because there's no even Lewis.
But it really
did
bring up
all
the dicks we've seen. So many dicks. I've seen Justin's. I've seen Josh's.
In the wild, and then I take a guess, and you guess my guess. I guess we can do that.
I guess that's what we're doing.
That doesn't seem as much fun. I'd rather list all the dicks that Jay's seen instead.
Okay.
I've seen Justin. Go with just Jay's. I've seen Justin's. I've seen Jeff's.
Who's Jeff?
I don't know.
Do you think I saw it?
Maybe. Have you seen Kevin Hart's dick?
Yes.
Have you seen Patrice's dick?
No.
How many legendary dicks have you seen? Have you seen Bobby Kelly's dick?
No.
Have you seen...
It might be out there, though. I think I may have seen Keith's.
You seen Soder's dick? I've seen Soder's dick in the bathroom stall.
I saw Soder's ball...
Fat cock, dude.
I saw Soder's ball
Big
bag.
Big hang.
And it was coming from between his legs when he was putting on a bathing suit.
Isn't that where ball bags come from?
Does that count?
No, he's got a big... He's got a fat hog for sure, Soder.
Fat hog, yeah.
I've seen now. This is I've seen pictures of a few people's.
It's a real tough question.
Jay always makes that sound when he's thinking about dick.
let me think. I'm trying to have some muscle memory.
All right, guys, let's take a second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Zippix.
Yum.
If you're not familiar with Zippix by now, you got to check them out. They're toothpicks. They have nicotine in them. It's an awesome way to try to quit smoking cigarettes, or if you're just in a situation where you can't get a smoke or a vape.
Well, you know you get that nicotine toothpick. Buzz quicker. And Dave, do you know why? I know you've been doing some home science.
Oh, I don't know. It goes right into your gums?
Well, it's sublingual absorption, this guy.
Didn't we both just say the same thing?
Classic Dave.
Dave's supposed to be the smart one. Duh.
God, you look so dumb back there.
Look, dude, it really is great. Six awesome flavors. Whether you guys are just trying to cut back, or if you guys are trying to quit altogether, or if you just want to be able to get your nicotine fixed when you can't get it.
Cheap, and they're cheap.
Zippix has you covered, and they're way less than cigarettes. A ton less than cigarettes. And they're fun. When you're done with them, you flick them in somebody's face.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Chico.
Oi, man.
Sometimes I do when I'm talking to a chick to let her know I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Zippix.com is a website, by the way. And when you check out, use the promo code LOS10. You save 10% off your order. Zippix.com, promo code LOS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we?
All right, what's the next question?
How many fights has Sal been in?
Okay. Burt Kreischer's? Burt Kreischer's dick?
I've seen Burt Kreischer's dick as well.
Yeah.
He, one time I left my bag at his house when he did his podcast, and I came back to get it. Tried to get in touch with him all day. He wouldn't answer the phone, so wouldn't answer the phone. And then finally I got in touch with him, and I was like, hey, dude, I'm in my bags. He was like, oh, yes, come get it. Then he came to the door just completely naked, just like rubbing his head.
We filmed a whole scene with his dick out for the cabin, but I guess the cast of Black-ish didn't want it in.
How many fights has Sal been
that's,
in
That's
his
a good
life?
Question, because Sal will know
Sal's
the answer to this.
Sal's a nice fucking guy.
Sal's not a fighter type, up, but I don't think he's not, in, he hasn't ever
Can I ask a
ever
question?
Fought.
Would hockey fight count or no?
Yeah.
No.
Was it real emotion like you've started
yeah,
fighting?
I think if you're really
I've
fighting.
I've had outside of hockey fights and hockey fights, so like I just don't know if what to count.
Count
all right. I say hockey fight counts.
I'd say yes. It's a fight.
If you both landed punches on each other, if you pulled the fucking shirt over each other, you did some shoving and fucking... That's some gay shit, dude. Okay. That's not a fight.
Was it a Blades of Steel where you both hold shoulders and just punch each other in the face one at a time? And you find out who's the bitch?
Dude, what wasn't there like a famous like hockey game where a guy's like skate come up and like hit another guy in the neck?
Yeah, Tom
said. It's a famous story.
And
then the
referee saved his life by just grabbing his neck. He roundhouse kicked him in the throat.
I remember that, and then Jean-Claude Van Damme beat everyone up for it to be a
that's right.
Later. I remember.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Sudden impact.
Yeah, dude, split kick in the air.
Also, there was a bomb at the All-Star game.
Are we I think talking Mario like Lemieux. A one-on-one fight or involved in a
Group, a group counts as if you're throwing punches and getting. And start, okay. I think that counts as a fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we counting hockey fights?
If punches are being thrown,
can I ask you this? How long?
Why do you eliminate hockey fights?
Let's get rid of hockey fights. Okay.
Okay.
Street fights.
Street fights.
I mean, it started right. At what age? Too?
Okay. Well, like, I say, everything.
Does a fight I have in grammar school count?
Yeah.
I say my first fight, Jay Mendoza, first grade over my Legos, that counts as my first fight.
And you still never avenged that loss.
I destroyed him, dude.
He was 3 grades younger.
He cried like a bitch.
I had just told how old you were. You didn't tell us how old he was. he was a toddler, but he was a real dick.
I was in the first grade.
All right, I'll start the guessing. I'm going to go...
Well, Sal didn't give his... Yes, he has to write his number first.
Oh, write your number. I'm going to guess... So we're not counting hockey. I'm going to say Sal's been in, like, 7 fights. That's what I'm guessing. Lewis, stop cheating. I see you trying to look over there.
You really are staring at him fucking writing you, piece of shit.
I was seeing how...
You're a cheater.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to win.
Play the game, dick.
I'm trying to win the game.
I'm sure I'm forgetting something. It's hard to...
Yeah, but all right, whatever. The number you wrote's
the number. He says 7. You want to guess next, Lewis?
He said 7? 7 fights. Sal? No. I think Sal's a nice guy. I think Sal's been in his life.
Oh, he didn't start him, but he'll finish him.
No, Sal's been in a couple little scuffles in his day, you know, when he was younger. I'm going to say 2 fights in his entire life.
Wow. I'm going to stick with my gut and said 4.
All right. What's the answer?
4!
Oh, wow.
4!
He's the Brendan Sagalo of street fights.
What's your one record fight for every Sagalo dick inch.
What's your record in street fights?
Yeah, I think I probably 1-1 with 2. I was a bigger than just me.
1-1, 1-1, and 2.
Well, yeah. 2, he said, with 2 was like a big, a lot of people.
There wasn't
fighting.
Really a winner or a loser.
Yeah.
This neighborhood, was it this neighborhood versus that neighborhood?
Was it other sketch groups?
No,
you guys versus the whitest kids you know? What happened? Is that why they're gone?
Excuse me. All right.
The one kid killed himself.
No. Sal, walk right up to him and punch him in the face. You gotta punch him in the face. Dude, you don't want this punishment.
My daughter sent me that the night. The night of the Oscars, my daughter sent me that meme.
It's the meme that keeps giving.
It's my favorite one in the world. That's that great. It's the Impractical Jokers in the back, and they go, it's the 3 panels, and it goes, I go up and slap Chris Rock in the face, and then it shows the slap, and then it just shows Sal falling backwards. Dude, God damn it, dude. That's so good. Now go up and slap Chris Rock in the face.
Yeah, the other two, because I worked in a bar for like 10 years. Bar stuff.
I'm just getting some bar scuffles.
Yeah, one was nice. Crazy.
There
though.
It is.
With a lot of people?
A guy pulled out a knife and went to use it, and one of my staff that worked at the bar hit it out of his hand, and it fell and went in a grate, in a drain. Thank God. The guy was about to, like, literally use a knife.
He was about to stab you with a knife.
Not me, but it was, like, somebody 20 was people, like, fight. Yeah, it's like.
He's lucky I was in there. I would have taken that knife right from him.
Right. Yeah. You would take it right in the gut.
Guys, go get my sword.
My boy was
Hold
just
on,
like
can I borrow that knife to open up my sword?
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay, so I'm kicking ass right now.
Jay's up.
You're kicking ass and taking it. We got one right.
Relax. Yeah, but it was 7 points in that round.
That's not true.
I swear to God, I bet you it's like triple that, but all I could remember, too, was four dicks.
All right. The next question is, what was Sal's nickname in high school?
Faggot.
Okay, Lewis's guess is in. That's your final answer? Okay. Dave?
Oh, geez. What was Sal's nickname in high school?
Does the person who wrote this know that I had a nickname in high or no?
Yes.
Or okay. Or is it,
wait, you did the research?
Like everybody has a nickname, kind of.
Parker, you did the research on it? You know
a little.
Sal's
I don't know the nickname, but the people I was writing with.
What fucking pussy that Paco knows Sal's nickname from high school. How sad.
Dude, you are so fucking stupid, Paco.
I feel like there's no way anyone's going to get this.
I have like 10, but I have the one main one that carried with me. You won't get it.
No, it's impossible to get. Yeah, it's
impossible.
All right. Hammer. What do you guess, Jay?
I want to say it's a play off your name in some way.
They did call me. It was like some people called me Sally Blank.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go
Sally
with.
Sally Faggot. That's what I said.
I was going to say Sally Cakes. Sally Cakes. That's how I would play it.
No, it was, this is you'd never get this. It's boring, but Retro. That was my retro. Nickname.
Is that the answer?
I don't know, but yeah, sure.
Oh, you guys just ask a random question.
Yeah.
Retro. Yeah. Why?
I just want to have a good night.
I would wear.
You can always pop lock?
I would wear like clothes that were old.
Yeah. Got you. But like throwback shit.
Throwback shit. Like, not like nobody hand-me-down, really else did. Yeah, I'd wear like fucking leisure suits to school and shit.
Nice.
What was your nickname, Dave?
Oh, Smitty was always what I was called like in the neighborhood and shit. I don't think I ever had like anything else.
Me? I was a Pussy Slayer.
Yeah, but that was in your Dungeons and Dragons group.
Yeah, that was because Lewis killed all his cats with his sword.
I named them all after dragons.
Did I ever tell you what I did to my cat one time?
The one I was
God.
There. We were friends.
Oh, God.
With the kitten you're talking about?
No, not with the kitten.
With the catnip in your ball bag?
No.
Oh, the kitten the kitten that you crushed under a chair. I came over the next day.
Oh, you came over the next day?
Yeah. Sal thinks that's a big win. He hates cats.
Oh, yeah. Did I kill?
I don't want to see a kitten get crushed.
No.
Well, Lewis had like a litter of kittens.
You didn't see it. You heard it.
They're born of evil.
Accidentally sat down that was under you.
Like
it was in a lazy boy chair, but it was like one of those ones that were like springy that went forward.
And it was
and back,
a kitten.
And it was like crawling up in there. Like it was probably having like from the kitten's perspective, like what a fun jungle gym.
This is the coolest toy ever. I sure hope this house of cards doesn't come crashing down around me. Was that your new pet?
No, my cat was a whore and had kittens.
Okay.
And then fuck.
Damn, what a pig cat.
Yeah, dude. And then I fucking crushed it. And then I was like, where is it? And then I felt it in there. It's like warm body. Then I pull it out, and then I remember Belinda's face, my cat Belinda. She was just like her face was like, what the fuck did you do?
And you were like, baby? And you were like, sure you better fall that. In line.
I'm sure she felt that. That's terrible.
She did.
Were you upset?
Oh, Lewis was crying.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
He buried it in the toilet.
He cried like a bitch.
I didn't cry like a bitch, dude. I was upset. I almost cried.
Lewis
was. But that's
and then
that
your
I'm talking
dumb
about.
Cat died, and you were crying like a bitch.
I hit a cat with my car and killed a cat, and it was a neighborhood cat that was blind.
Yeah.
I don't mean blind, like it had no eyes. Like
it
that deserved. Kind of blind.
Yeah, you just gave it back to God. It's fine.
Yeah. It was still alive.
No, it's fine.
There was people on their lawn.
Did you break its neck to
suffering? They came out, they gave me a box and a blanket. I put it in it, and I drove to the nearest vet. I was young, and it was like I was like literally 18.
Did you throw it out of the moving car so you didn't get
it? No, I went to the vet to get it put down right away.
You were just gotten into a group fight? Covered in sweat?
And I remember because I was like, I went in there and I was like, to the vet, I was like, hey, I was just driving, and the guy in front of me hit this cat.
No, you lied.
Yeah, I didn't want to say I hit it. I felt bad because he goes, he didn't.
And the cat
me.
Was like,
he actually
liar.
The cat goes to point to Sal, and Sal does the movie just like holds his hand. That's right, Kitty. I'm here. Yes. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Yes, yes.
I'm right here with you.
Kitty. I promise. I will not go until you're okay.
The vet didn't believe me. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, okay. Well, he goes, we incur the full cost for this, so if you feel like you'd like to add anything. No, it was. I had no money. I just charged $25.
You go, the guy that hit it. The guy that hit it was like a Mercedes. So yeah. That guy, you should probably track him down.
Like, hey, can I use your hose to spray off cat guts off my tire? Unrelated.
What's the water pressure like here? Random question. What's the water pressure like here? Can I get cat gut out of a grill?
I put $25 on my Discover card toward it.
No.
And then they gave me the death certificate. Aww. And under name, it said Stray. It was really sad.
Oh, Stray Volcano? No.
His name was definitely Puddles.
Yeah.
Stray Volcano. This next segment's for you.
How many cats have you killed would have been a good question.
Dude, well, I didn't kill this other cat. This is when I was trying to learn how to do magic when I was a young kid.
Oh, God.
So Lewis didn't kill a cat, but he made one disappear.
He goes, you know what? If the cat's actually in the box, the swords will go through it.
That was the trick.
No, it wasn't, dude. You stabbed the cat to death?
So, well, relax.
That's crazy.
Relax.
Well, did
so,
you? Well,
so that's what happened.
I need to know how to feel.
He goes, so, you see the cat is in the box. Spins the box around. Oh, what if I put one of these swords through? You go, yeah! Good actor. Way to put the extra schmutz on it, Mittens. Don't oversell it. They're already in. Yeah! Okay. He's up. Pull it back about 5 notches.
No, dude. I was just like, so.
You
Christine's
really
face looks panicked because you're about to tell her that you stabbed a cat to death. You said that was the trick.
Is this going to get me canceled? Maybe. All right, I'll tell you what happened.
What, did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, I was purposefully doing magic. Sal wasn't accidentally doing magic.
But you accidentally killed
Who accidentally
cat.
Falls
Lewis,
into magic.
Lewis, this isn't a simple you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, buddy. This is cat murder. There's a documentary about this.
I did not kill a cat. Spoiler alert, the cat did not die. Okay?
Oh, thank God.
Here's what happened.
Flesh wound.
No, I had my cat, and I was like, I was learning how to do magic tricks, and I was like, I wonder how the sword through the box thing works. So I got like a pretty tight cardboard box.
Oh, so you didn't even have a kit. You made your own box and tried to just cut through?
Box is the trick, Lewis.
Yeah, that's wild.
I read in a magic book when I was younger that you can invent your own magic tricks, and the way you invent your own magic tricks was to work backwards. You come up with the effect you want, and you figure out backwards how to make that effect
and
work.
And your effect was a box you put a cat in that you could just stab swords through? You didn't think about a secret compartment for the cat or nothing, huh?
Yeah. What magic did you think was going to take place?
I was going to tell you. Listen.
So you were starting from the end, and you went, okay, I want the end of my trick to be
a dead cat.
Now, let's work back from that. How would I kill this cat? Cut it in half,
oh,
maybe?
The old box sword thing works pretty cool.
Ta-da!
No, I did not kill the cat. Listen. I put the cat in the box. Box was like a skinny box. So the cat was like pretty much pressed up against the box, right?
So the cat's already hating this.
She's terrified.
She's your cat. Is it your pet cat?
It's my cat. I'm home from school one day sick.
I was also wetting her at the same time, which she hated.
So no, but I'm like learning magic. I would like buy books. I had a job when I was like 11 years old, and I made like $50 a week, and I would spend all my money on magic tricks, right? And I was just trying to figure out different effects and different things, right? So I put the cat in the box, and I had kitchen knives, just like a regular kitchen knife set, not Cutco, nothing fancy like that, but just regular kitchen knives, right?
Cutco works with full tang, so the blade never breaks.
So what I wanted to do was I wanted to see the path that the knives would go through in the box. And simply,
turns out it's directly through cat.
No, I was looking into the box, and I remember she's looking up at me going,
don't kill me, Lewis. I love you. I know I look emotionless, but I swear I have feelings. Remember, you killed my baby. I forgive and forget. I won't even say anything to the other cats. We just pretend this whole thing never happened. Usually the
no, it's too late. We're too deep. We're too deep, Mittens.
You saw my face, Mittens.
I want to believe you're not going to tell, but I know you're going to tell.
Usually the thing in the box has cognitive ability.
Yeah, to move like forward or move out of the way.
It's in on it with you. You know,
Come on, dude. Siegfried and Roy, they use big cats. I'm using a little one.
Yeah, but those cats won.
I tell you what, great point.
Yeah. So I started, when I was holding my hand in the box, and I started putting the knives through the box, right?
Okay.
Well, I was
aggressively
watching.
Like that?
Yeah, it seems like there was no need for the cat to be there.
I needed to know how the knives would go around her body because, like, in my mind, I was going to memorize the
they
pattern.
They don't just go around their body.
You were going to memorize the pattern? But was what if the cat moved?
Yeah.
I didn't factor that in.
I was going to figure that part out. We were going to figure out.
It's we now.
Me and the cat.
You know, the move is they're in a compartment behind the part where you put the swords through.
Dude, I didn't know. I was trying to invent my own trick.
You were working backwards terribly.
I was working backwards.
You didn't figure there was an illusion. You thought there was just some way a cat would go that you can stab through and not hit it.
Listen, I was holding the cat there, and then I started putting the knives through it, right? And then one of the knives fucking sliced my thumb. And it split it open. I like.
So you've been this clumsy since
I know, Lewis.
Forever.
You have you not learned yet? Lewis, have you not
learned?
I do. Have you
that
not
is
learned
from
yet?
When I was like 10 or 11 years old from my cat knife trick.
Well, Lewis, you have
and
to figure out that if you
jumped out of the box.
If you draw a blade, it must taste blood. You should learn that. So stop playing with knives. Next Sal question, Paco?
All right, we have two more questions. At what age did Sal lose his virginity?
31.
I like that.
That's a good one. I'm going to go, say 17.
I was going to say 17, so just for that, I'm going to say 18.
What are you going with, Lewis?
I feel like Sal's a late bloomer.
You think he's still a virgin?
I think no. Sal's not a virgin anymore. Okay, I know he's got sex in his life.
We're pretty confident of that, Sal.
I fucks.
Some tells me you done's the deal.
I'm going to say Sal was 16 years old when he lost his virginity.
All right, so we went 16. I said 17. What'd you say, Jay?
18.
18. What's the answer?
It's one of two ages, and I don't know which one.
Not your anal virginity, Sal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was 18.
What do you mean? What was one of two, one what?
It might have been 19.
What does this mean?
I dated a girl when I was younger, seriously, from 15 onward, and she wanted to wait, so I just waited.
Okay, but how did I understand the 18, 19?
He can't
I just
remember.
Can't remember. It was like one of those.
The points to Jay is it was either 18 or 19.
Yeah. Oh, Jay, you're killing it.
We should make the last question for more points. So it's
5 points. I really thought I'd be the one who knew Sal Vulcano the best.
You guys never took. You guys never took the time.
I don't know anything about you.
One more question.
I know how many cats he's killed. How many Dixie scenes.
One more question.
The final question is, Sal, can you name the Legion of Skanks in order from your favorite to least favorite?
That's not a question.
That's
for
a
Sal.
Yes or no question.
That's not a question about.
The answer is yes.
We're going to say what his answer is.
Yeah.
I don't even have an answer, really. I
know the answer.
I know the answer. Sal won't give the answer.
Yeah, Sal's too nice to give the answer, but the real answer is Jay, me, then Dave.
Yep, that's exactly what I would have guessed.
Really, you're selling Dave so
I'll tell you exactly why. Me and you, we hang a decent amount, a lot.
Well, you are literally one of my very, very closest friends.
And you're afraid of Lewis's reaction if he's not number two, because you know he can understand. You know he understands being number two, but he's not going to understand being number three. And
yeah,
Dave
it's
will
true.
Just,
I'll be cool with
and
it.
And Dave will just be cool with it.
All right, whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys want. I honestly couldn't guess. There's no way.
I'll tell you honestly, that should be a point for me because I said Sal will not answer this question. Yeah. He's too nice.
It is a point for
me. All right, Dave wins.
Which is the correct answer.
Dave wins, everyone.
That is the correct answer.
Sal, always thank you for coming down here and
sludge,
getting here in the muck with us. We love you. Luckily,
miss you guys so much.
There was no sword. There was no sword issues besides Lewis's own.
That was a blast. Love it.
And
there's still the rest of the night. Lewis is drinking.
Hell yeah. And we will catch you guys later this week on the next Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big Jay Oakerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass if you have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.